Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates SEMICON India 2025 in Delhi, says the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world. Prime Minister says India records 7.8% growth despite global economic selfishness. Prime Minister says opposition remarks against his mother are not just an insult to his mother but of all mothers, sisters and daughters of the country. Landslide in Western Sudan wipes out an entire mountain village of 1,000 people, leaving only one survivor. And IMD predicts heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir during the next 24 hours. Also issues red alert for heavy rain for Punjab today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the world trusts India, believes in India and is ready to build the semiconductor future with India. Inaugurating SEMICON India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world. The Prime Minister remarked that while oil was once called black gold, chips are the new digital diamonds. The Prime Minister said $18 billion are being invested in 10 semiconductor projects approved since 2021. The Prime Minister said the day is not far when the world will say, designed in India, made in India and trusted by the world. He also announced that the government will soon launch the next generation of reforms.
Today, construction of 5 semiconductor units is going on at a rapid pace. Pilot line of 1 unit is complete.
Speaking about the GDP data for the first quarter, the Prime Minister said India has once again performed better than every expectation and every assessment, he said, at a time when there are global concerns and challenges created by economic selfishness, India has registered a growth of 7.8%.
Today, construction of 5 semiconductor units is going on at a rapid pace. Pilot line of 1 unit is completed and we just presented the first Made in India chip to Honorable Prime Minister. 2 more units will start production in a few months from now. The design of 5 more units is progressing very well. Ecosystem partners for chip manufacturing are all here. Overall, we can say that the foundation of this foundational industry is laid very well.
That was Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav addressing the inaugural ceremony. He said since the launch of the India Semiconductor Mission, the world is looking towards India with full confidence. The 3-day conference aims to catalyze India's semiconductor ecosystem. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually launched Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sakh Sahkari Sangh Limited. Jivika Nidhi aims to provide easy access to funds at affordable interest rates to community members associated with Jivika. All registered cluster-level federations of Jivika will become the members of the society. The Prime Minister also transferred 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. Speaking on the occasion, he said, through this scheme, the rural women entrepreneurs of the state will now get money more easily. Mr. Modi said this financial help will help them to grow their businesses more. The Prime Minister said India's development is in the empowerment of its women, and to empower women, it is essential that all kinds of difficulties are removed from their lives.
बिहार की माताओं बहनों को आज एक नई सुविधा मिलने जा रही है जीविका निधि साख सहकारी संघ इससे गांव-गांव में जीविका से जुड़ी बहनों को अब और आसानी से पैसा मिलेगा उन्हें आर्थिक मदद मिलेगी इससे वो जो काम करती जो व्यवसाय करती उसे आगे बढ़ाने में बहुत मदद मिलेगी
Mr. Modi has also highlighted that government is committed in increasing the income of women through schemes like Lakhpati Didi, Drone Didi and Bank Sakhi. The Prime Minister expressed deep pain over the derogatory remarks made by the opposition at the RJD Congress stage against his mother. Mr. Modi criticised the opposition for targeting his mother, who is no more and had nothing to do with politics. The Prime Minister said he has worked tirelessly for the country every day, every moment, with the blessings of his mother.
माँ ही तो हमारा संसार होती है, माँ ही हमारा स्वाभिमान होती है. इस समृद्ध परंपरा वाले बिहार में कुछ दिन पहले जो हुआ उसकी मैंने कभी कल्पना तक नहीं की थी. किसी बिहार के मेरे भाई बहन ने कल्पना नहीं की हुई, हिंदुस्तान के किसी व्यक्ति ने कल्पना नहीं की हुई. बिहार में आरजेडी कांग्रेस के मंच से मेरी माँ को गालियां दी गई. ये गालियां सिर्फ मेरी माँ का अपमान नहीं है, ये देश की माँ बहन बेटी का अपमान है.
Prime Minister of the Republic of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, will arrive on a three-day visit to India this evening at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on Thursday. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has congratulated the acting Foreign Minister of Vietnam, Le Hoai Trung, on the occasion of the 80th anniversary of Vietnam's National Day. In a social media post, the minister said the strategic partnership between India and Vietnam is growing steadily from strength to strength. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Continuous rainfall has affected normal life in various parts of the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, since late last night, different parts of Jammu have been witnessing continuous heavy rainfall, leading to waterlogging, traffic snarls and difficulties for daily commuters. The Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall for today across several districts of Jammu region. A report.
The local meteorological department has forecasted heavy to very heavy rains over multiple districts of the Union Territory for today, which according to the officials may trigger flash floods, landslides, mudslides and shooting stones like situation at many vulnerable places. The weather department in its fresh advisory predicted a brief spell of light rain, intense showers at few places of Jammu and Kashmir today. The general public has been advised to stay away from water bodies, nalas, rivers and loose structures. The pilgrimage to the holy cave shrine of Shri Mata Vaishno Devi Ji continues to remain suspended for the 8th consecutive day today owing to persistent bad weather condition in the Trikuta Hill. Traffic movement along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 was halted for commuter safety. The highway could not be opened today due to persistent rainfall. Commuters have been advised not to travel on the route without confirming the latest status. All government and private schools across the Jammu region are also closed today. Then Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News from Jammu.
Monsoon rains have been continuing in Himachal Pradesh for the last 3 days, badly affecting normal life. The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in 3 districts of the state, Kangra, Mandi and Sirmaur, while an orange alert has been sounded for the remaining districts.
Due to landslides in several regions, 6 national highways and 1,305 other roads have been blocked for vehicular movement. 3,263 electricity transformers and 858 drinking water schemes are out of service. During the sacred Mani Mahesh Yatra in Chamba district, around 15,000 stranded devotees have been rescued, while rescue operations are still underway for nearly 3,500 people trapped in Bharmaur. Helicopters are also being used for relief operations, but persistent bad weather is hampering the efforts. In Kangra district, the water level of the Pong Dam continues to remain above the danger mark. Local residents have been urged to remain cautious. Prabha Sharma, Akashvani News, Shimla.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to the holy cave shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Ji remains suspended for the 8th consecutive day today owing to persistent bad weather conditions in the Trikuta Hills. Punjab is battling the worst floods, having claimed 29 lives so far since August the 1st. We have more from our correspondent.
Continued red alert of heavy to very heavy rain at isolated places in Punjab and release of water from various dams including Bhakra and Roper Head Works, besides overflowing of Ghaggar, Markanda and Tagri rivers, have started affecting parts of Patiala and Jalandhar as well. District administrations of various districts have cautioned those living near the banks of Satluj, Ravi and Bias. People of Gurdaspur, Firozpur, Fazilka, Kaputthala, Hoshiarpur, parts of Amritsar are already braving the floods. Rescue and relief operations are on in the state as personnel from Indian Army, Air Force, BSF, NDRF and others with NGOs are ensuring to take out everyone stranded to safer places. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for moderate to heavy rainfall in New Delhi today. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani has said the Himalayan states, mainly Uttarakhand and Jammu and Kashmir, will receive heavy to very heavy rainfall during the next 24 hours. The IMD further issued a red alert for rainfall in Punjab today. Dr. Jainamani added that in eastern India, Odisha and Chhattisgarh are expected to experience heavy to very heavy rainfall throughout the day.
Himalayan state, that is Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue for next 24 hours. For today, we have issued red color warning and we have given that very heavy rainfall may cause landslide, flash flood. So Punjab, we have issued the red color, that is very heavy rainfall will continue today. Haryana also very heavy rainfall will continue. West Uttar Pradesh, very heavy rainfall. Delhi, we are giving moderate to heavy with the isolated heavy rainfall, yellow color. In the eastern India, there is a low tension over northwest Bay of Bengal. Because of that, we have given extremely heavy rainfall warning, red color for Odisha, Chhattisgarh. We have given orange color warning for the rest part of the eastern India. Further in the west, because of the fresh low pressure formation, rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra likely to increase today, and we have given orange color on.
Due to rising water levels in the Yamuna, the Delhi Traffic Police has issued a travel advisory that the old iron bridge will remain closed for traffic and public movement till further orders or until 4 p.m. today. In Sudan, more than 1,000 people have been killed in a massive landslide in the western Darfur region. A rebel group controlling the area said the landslide flattened an entire mountain village, leaving only one survivor. The disaster struck after days of heavy rain devastating the village of Tarasen in the Mara Mountains. The Sudan Liberation Movement, which controls the area, said initial information indicates the death of all residents of the village, estimated at over 1,000 people. The death toll in eastern Afghanistan's earthquake has crossed 800, with at least 2,500 people estimated to be injured. The death toll is likely to go up as people are feared trapped under the rubble. On to sports, in Australian fast bowler Mitchell Starc has announced his retirement from T20 international cricket today, saying he wanted to focus on his Test and ODI career. Starc finishes as Australia's second highest wicket taker in the T20 format. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading moderately higher during afternoon trade today. The Sensex gained 186 points to 80,550, while Nifty advanced 68 points to 24,693 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, media, FMCG and oil and gas were gaining the most, while private bank, healthcare and pharma were selling the most a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Semicon India 2025 in Delhi, says the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world. Prime Minister says India records 7.8% growth despite global economic selfishness. Prime Minister says opposition remarks against his mother are not just an insult to his mother, but to all mothers, sisters and daughters of the country. Landslide in western Sudan wipes out an entire mountain village of 1,000 people, leaving only one survivor. And IMD predicts heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir during the next 24 hours. Also issues red alert for heavy rain for Punjab today. And with that, we end the midday news.